Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. And once you find your place, if you could stand, if you're able to stand for the reading of the Word of God. We're going to read one verse from 1 Timothy chapter 6, and that's verse 12. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are thankful for this day. Father, I pray that as we take this time, this Memorial Day weekend, that we think back on those who gave their lives that we could enjoy the freedoms that we have. I pray, Father, for you to be with the families of those who have lost loved ones and comfort them. Thankful for them that were willing to lay down their lives so that we could even meet together this morning in your house and not under threat of persecution. So we thank you for what you're going to accomplish today, Father. We thank you for your word. And I pray, Father, that you would give me the very words to preach, that you'd give me boldness to proclaim your word, that you'd give us ears to hear, that we would take what we learn and apply to our lives and share it with others. So we thank you for what you're going to accomplish this morning, and we'll not fail to give you all the praise, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So often we see the little value that people today put on human life in our society. The value of human life is lessened as the years go by, it seems. One of the lessons we have to learn is that people are more important than things. People are more important than things. This Memorial Day weekend, I want us to consider three things that will help us learn this valuable lesson. First of all, we need to look back. A lot of people say, well, you can't look back, you always got to be looking ahead. If we don't look back, we can't learn from the mistakes that we've made and the mistakes of others. When we look back, we see the things that we did that maybe we wouldn't do again. We should learn from our mistakes, but we're not going to do that if we don't look back and remember those. If we don't look back, how are we going to show our gratitude for those who came and gave their lives so that we can meet here today together? People say, well, that was just their job, right? No, they signed up for that. They signed up and went. Some in here signed up for that and went and served our nation. We need to remember them and what they did for our country. I thank God that this year, and I've been kind of lax with my wife's health the last couple of years, I forgot to switch the flags out for Memorial Day, because we should remember those who have served, those that gave their life for our nation. And so I told my wife, we were here yesterday, I said, we need to get the flag switched and get those up. So we got that taken care of. And we need to remember. We need to never forget what people went through. Memorial Day is all about looking back. I like the fact that the history of Memorial Day, and I thought it was interesting, my wife's sister brought it up at when we got together with some of the family yesterday afternoon. She said, do you know what Memorial Day was originally named? I said, yeah. It was Decoration Day. That was what it was titled originally. And I said, it's interesting that she brought that out, because I had this message, and it's in the message today, that's what it started as, Decoration Day. They went to the grave sites and decorated the graves. So it was known as Decoration Day. It was first observed May 30th of 1868. After World War I, observances also began to honor those who had died in all of America's wars, but first of all, it was from the Civil War. And in 1971, Congress declared Memorial Day a national holiday. If you go and look these things up, on an average day, about 750 people will visit the USS Arizona in Hawaii. On Memorial Day weekend, 4,600 people will visit that memorial. On an average day, some 3,000 people will visit the Vietnam War Memorial. And on Memorial Day weekend, about 7,600 people will visit it. On Memorial Weekend, it seems that people are drawing their attention back to remembering what took place. We have a tendency to forget the rest of the time, right? We forget what it cost for us to have the freedoms we have. This nation has set this day aside so we can look back. We can look back and remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice, that ultimate sacrifice, and gave their lives for this great country. We can all be thankful that this nation does not want us to forget what they did, their sacrifice, their commitment that they gave to our nation. This Memorial Day weekend, while some are partying and picnicking and having a wonderful time, we want to look back and remember the men and women who made all of that possible. The men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice again. I remember my dad being in the service, and he went to the Vietnam War, and he came back and he wouldn't talk about it till not long before he died. He would share some of the experiences he had there. It was horrible what they went through. Horrible. And yet, he at least made it out of there alive. I thank God for people who are willing to serve our nation so we can have the freedoms that we shouldn't take for granted. Someone once said, "Say goodbye to me, but not to the thought of me." Today we need to look back. Then we also need to look out. We hear a great deal today, and maybe it's me because Alzheimer's has hit our family. It's a terrible disease. A terrible, terrible disease. My father-in-law had it before he died, and it's horrible because you can't remember things. And it was horrible to watch him struggle trying to remember things. And he would start a conversation and then be off on something totally different because he would forget where he was at. And it was unfortunate. Many of us have what I call a good forgetter. We can forget things pretty easily. In fact, I was sharing in Texas one time. I said, "I've already told them up at the church, I've already forgotten more than I ever knew." It's hard to do, but it seems like we have a good forgetter the older we get. Things are not so easy to remember. They actually say that you never really forget the things. They're in your brain cells. You just have more difficulty retrieving them. I said, well, sometimes there's a lot of difficulty then, because sometimes I can't remember a lot of stuff that I'd like to remember. So how do you remember things? I like some people will put notes on those Post-its, and they'll have their Post-it notes, and they'll put notes on them, and then they forget where they put the Post-it note. It's like, What good was it to write it down if you can't remember where you put the note? When I write post-it notes, I put them in my day timer because I open it up daily and see what's on the day of events, right? So I put my post-it notes in my day timer so I can know what I'm doing. In Scripture, the people of God are urged constantly to remember. God assists them in remembering by giving them physical signs to aid them. We have the rainbow. I love seeing the rainbows. They're beautiful, right? Sometimes you get a double rainbow. It's kind of neat to see those. But I like those, and that's a reminder that God will never again wipe out all life on the earth. It's not going to flood it again. People say, well, there's been flooding here and no, God's not going to do a worldwide flood again. He tells us that. I like the fact that he says that he's going to destroy the planet when it comes time, and he's going to do it by fire. I said, I think the environmentalists need to get the Word of God and start reading it and figure out that God's going to take care of it. We don't need to worry about it. We need to be good stewards, don't get me wrong. But God's not going to let man destroy something he said he's going to destroy. But thank God it's not going to be by a flood again. He's given us that sign. Then they have the sign of circumcision to remind the people of Israel of the covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Passover to remind them of their great deliverance from Egypt. We could go on and on and on about all the things, the signs that God has given to remind us. I mentioned the disease of Alzheimer. It hit so many people today. So many who can't remember the special people or special events that touched their life. As we look back today, I want to remember those who had an impact on our life. We must not forget to look out to those who are making an impact on our life. As we look back at those things that made the impact on our life, we must we must not forget to look out for those who are making an impact on our life. Those who know what life really is know that life is not about things. It's not about animals. It's not about hobbies. It's about people. It's about people. Many here probably know people who regard animals higher than human life. I remember in my real estate career, I had a couple who bought a puppy and spent a horrendous amount of dollars for this puppy. And they moved to the country and the puppy ran out in the street and got hit by a car. And they told me they spent $5,000 on the vet bill at the vet for the first visit. Then it needed surgery. By the time they were done, they were up to $50,000 to save this dog's life. And I'm not totally cold and heartless, but I said, it's a dog. And I was immediately attacked with, wouldn't you spend every dollar you could get your hands on to save the life of your child? I said, a human life and the life of an animal are two different things. And you would have thought that I ripped her arm off and beat her to death with it. I mean, she came unglued. And I said, I'm sorry, but human life is worth more. They said, you don't own an animal. I said, no, I don't. But that doesn't mean that I don't care that animals are okay out there. I mean, just the other day, a squirrel ran out in front of the car, so I stopped so it would make it across before I hit it. I'm not going to deliberately drive over it if I can avoid it, but it's an animal. But people rate animals higher than human life today. They treat animals a lot better than they treat humans. And again, I'm not preaching against animals. I believe they have a place. And I believe there is some value to an animal. But I don't believe an animal should take precedence over a human life. Those who have really discovered what life is all about learn to look out into the world and discover the beauty that we can find in people. There's people that, if you truly look, you can find some good in people. Look at, turn over to 1 Corinthians 13. We're going to read the first 8 verses of 1 Corinthians 13. First Corinthians 13:1 says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away." The word charity here is the word agape, and it means love, affection, benevolence. I had a guy one time tell me that that word is not love. But if you go back and you look it up, it is. It's agape, which is love. He said, you can have charity without love, but you can't have love without charity. I said, well, when I look up the word, the Greek and the Hebrew books that I have at home, so I can find out what they actually mean, that word means love, agape. That's what it's translated from, is agape. And it means love. But whatever you think, it doesn't change the meaning of the word in these verses here. We call 1 Corinthians 13 the love chapter. We read that love is patient, is kind, is forgiving, is willing to serve others. The problem is that our values are all mixed up. We live in a society that has terribly mixed up values. We no longer care about other people. It's all about numero uno, right? Many have fallen for Satan's lies, and their values are all mixed up. People will spend $50,000 to $100,000 on a vehicle and more. Told my wife this morning, I said, there's another one of those Porsches. I said, we've seen two of them in the last week. But hadn't seen one in forever, seen two of them in the last week. Yeah, the $50,000 to $100,000 won't touch one. You got to get far in advance of that. But they'll spend $50,000 to $100,000 plus for a vehicle, and they won't send $300 a year to missions to get the gospel around the world. People spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for braces on their kids' teeth, but won't spend $200 to send them to Bible camp. It's amazing. Look over at Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4 says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." I thank God, constantly thanking God for a church that has a heart for missions. When I look at what was brought in over the last year for missions with the group of people that we have here, I'm just amazed. And thank God for it. Thank God that He uses us as the conduit for Him to get His resources to the people He's called to the mission field. I thank God for that. We need people with a heart for missions. We need to remember to look back, to look out, but we also need to look up. Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, for the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." There's going to come a day when we're not going to have much left of this life. We need to do what we can do while we still have the ability to do it. We should remember our Creator when we are young. That way we'll remember as we get old. If we don't do it when we're young, we're certainly not going to do it when we get in up in our years. So on this Memorial Day weekend, we need to look up. We need to remember the Lord. In the Old Testament, the Lord instituted the Passover so that people would not forget what He had done for them. Each year they would attend Passover and remember what the Lord had done for them. Each Hebrew family was responsible for bringing. They had to select the lamb and bring the lamb for sacrifice. It was to be a male without blemish and without spot. Of course, that was typified of Christ, the sinless Lamb of God who shed His blood. This was done not only for one household, but it was for the whole world. The Passover lamb had to be slain. The blood of the lamb had to be applied to the doorposts of the home. That meant the meat of the lamb had to be eaten. See, God was beginning a Memorial Day in the Passover that would illustrate the coming of Jesus. Jesus shed His blood for the world. That blood must be applied to our sins individually. Everyone individually has to have that blood applied. Jesus must be received personally for us to be saved from sin and death. Only the ones with the blood applied escape the judgment. The blood of the Passover lamb was not to be put on the threshold of the door. The reason for that is the blood is not to be trampled on. We're not to trample the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by rejecting what He did for us. In the New Testament, the Lord instituted the Lord's Supper so people would not forget what He had done for us. He said in 1 Corinthians 11:25, "This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." While we're here on this Memorial Day weekend to honor the men and women who gave their lives so we might be able to enjoy our life in this great country, we also want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ who made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can have eternal life. We need to look up and honor the Lord. People say, well, why? Because if anybody deserves to be remembered, it's the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for us. As Americans, it's good for us to have a holiday that reminds us that the freedoms we enjoy as Americans are freedoms that were earned at a great cost. A great cost. On Memorial Day, we remember all those people in the past that wore uniforms representing our country. People who fought against those who were trying to steal our freedom away. And that freedom, that quality of life, did not just happen out of the blue. It is something that was earned for us by other people. We have Memorial Day to remember those people. But as we remember and consider the price that was paid for our physical freedom, let's not forget the price that was paid for our spiritual freedom. People of Israel were admonished to remember and honor the Lord on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. By the way, the Sabbath hasn't gone away. The Sabbath is still Saturday. They were told if they remembered the Sabbath that he would remember them and bless them. I find that interesting. I just wonder if that thought somehow could be applied to people today on the Lord's Day. Any way you cut it, any way you want to look at it, it always pays to look up. Then I came across this. I found it at seniorlivingministries.org. And I quote, "A man named Milt Rood worked for years in Spokane, Washington as a car salesman." I thought this was very interesting because it hit real close to home here. "He was also very active with the Union Gospel Mission, working to help better the lives of juvenile delinquents. Each week, he would teach the Word of God and pray with boys who needed his kind of leadership in their lives. Milt went to the hospital one day experiencing pain and was diagnosed with late-stage cancer. They sent him home and he died within a week. After his funeral, a longtime friend remarked, I quote, "It's interesting that at the funeral, no one ever asked how many cars he sold," end quote. Unless the Lord returns, every single one of us will face the same fate as Milt Rood. When our days are done and people think of us, we won't be remembered for our bank account or our worldly successes. We will be remembered for the difference we made in the lives of others. The legacy you will leave is being written today. Do not stake your legacy on worldly success. Leave a powerful legacy of faith, hope, and love to those around you. Give yourself daily to others and point them to Jesus. This is how you can leave a legacy that will echo in eternity." End quote. We need to take time on this memorial weekend and think that one day, how many cars and homes you have will not count. The only thing that will matter is how you went through life looking. Look back, look out, and look up. As we remember these men and women who died for our freedom, we also need to remember their families. Some of those families have a picture on a fireplace mantle. That's all they have left. That and some memories. Those families also paid a huge price for our freedom. Thank God for the freedoms that we have in our nation. But I thank God even more for the freedom we have in Jesus Christ. So as we remember and observe Memorial Day, let's not forget those who made it possible for us to live in this great nation with the freedoms that we enjoy. The freedoms that can easily be taken away if we're not careful. But more importantly, let's remember the freedom we have in Jesus Christ. It's available to everyone worldwide, no matter where they live. Let's be praying that many will come to know Christ as Savior. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Memorial Day, where we can honor those who gave their lives, defending our nation, to give us the freedoms that we have. Father, I pray that we don't take them for granted. I pray, Father, for those who might be in our midst this morning, that have never accepted Christ as Savior, I pray that today they would realize their need of a Savior and cry out to Jesus Christ for salvation. Father, I pray for those of us who have, I pray that we never forget the great price that was paid to pay for our spiritual freedom. I pray, Father, that we would be willing to be your voice here on this earth and share what you've done in our lives with others so they too can enjoy the freedom, that spiritual freedom that's only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we have a time of invitation, Father, turn it over to you as always, for it's in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. You'll stand with me if you're able. We'll have a